T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to go inside the mind of Chuck Freeman.
Ugh, it's gross.
That's a scary thought. It's time for 5 for Freeman. 5 burning questions for Chuck Freeman. This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Five questions for Chuck Freeman. We get into it. We're going to start with Space Jam. Question number one is regarding Space Jam. So Space Jam, of course, the movie came out in 1996 starring Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny. Now, in the movie, there were other athletes that participated in this film, other NBA stars. And the reason they picked these guys was because when they were turned into cartoons, the Monstars, that's what they were looking for. There was a lot online yesterday about build your Space Jam team, and everyone was saying the five best players in the league. But when Space Jam came out, there were good players, but it wasn't the five best players in the league. Michael Jordan was in it. Charles Barkley was in it. Patrick Ewing. Sean Bradley. You know, he's very tall. Muggsy Bogues. Very short. These guys were turned into monsters because they look good as cartoons. So which Buck would make the best cartoon monster, if you don't mind answering that question?
Okay. As long as nobody's going to turn this into a racist thing.
I don't think anyone would have thought of
you
it.
You know how people are.
Most of the team is black anyway.
Well, I'm just saying. You know how these things go. I'll say, it's based on their personality too, right?
Yeah, which guy would make the best
animated
Monstar?
I would say Giannis, wouldn't he? Because he's got a personality. He can do the mean look, the mean mug, it's called.
Yeah.
Couldn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, Giannis, he does the mean mug. I think it's
great length.
Great length. I'd say Giannis.
Yeah, that's Giannis Captain would make Obvious. A good monster. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Giannis.
A good cartoon monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that would mean he's in Space Jam.
Yeah, I would say Giannis.
Because Space Jam 2 is going to come out with LeBron James.
He's got some charisma to him, I think.
Yeah.
From what we learned of Giannis over the years. Yeah.
All right, Giannis.
Giannis, okay.
Question number all two. Good. I don't think you needed the disclaimer there.
Well, I know, but you do in today's world. You have to absolutely do. Because there's been guys who have been fired for doing less. Yes, you do. Absolutely, Bart. You got to always cover your ass in today's world. You do. I ain't taking any chances.
Okay.
Hey, just like I said, when you work with women at work, just say, hey, you're doing a nice...
Let this go to question two.
Doing a nice job. Don't say anything else.
Question two. Give me question two. Thank you, question two. Question two. Jimmy Butler, so he doesn't want to play with the T-Wolves anymore because they turned that team into the 2010 Bulls for some reason. Man, as hard as being a Bucks fan is, being a Timberwolves fan seems terrible. They haven't been good in forever.
Oh, man.
And then they finally have a good core, and then Thibodeau ruins it by bringing all these Bulls back. And Llewell Ding must have been the last straw. Reports Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins never got along. So, even though Jimmy Butler seems to want to go to the Clippers and does not seem to want to come to Milwaukee, what would you give up for Jimmy Butler? And I've got to make this trade work in the trade machine, so you can't just say Tony Snell. It's got to work in the trade machine.
Tony Snell, Deli, and guys like that. First of all, my first thought is, how could the Bucks get this guy? The news came down yesterday after him. And, of course, always online, it's like, oh, the five places that he could end up. And they're all contenders. And it's like, God, is that the way the NBA is just going to keep going, that the rich just keep getting richer? It just pissed me off. It's like, why couldn't these writers even put the Bucks in that? Factor them in at all, because that's what I'm thinking.
Well, we've got a website. You can write your own article and put the Bucks in there.
Yeah, well,
I should do that today.
Well,
1057fmthefan.com.
No. I will say this. If I'm going to get Jimmy Butler, Delly's going to have to be a part of that deal.
All right, let me try Delly for Jimmy straight up.
Well, no, I think that's straight up.
Won't work? All right.
No.
Give me something else. Delly and who?
Chris Middleton.
Delly and Middleton for Jimmy Butler would work.
Okay, there we go. I'll do that.
All right.
And if I got to throw in somebody else, I would do it.
Oh, boy, you're good.
Now, let's face it. If the Bucks got Jimmy Butler today, which, let's face it, Bucks aren't getting Jimmy Butler anytime soon. But if they did, man, that would be just a shot in the arm to this upcoming season. The Bucks start practice next week already.
Oh, it'd be like how the Bears, everyone thought.
Yes.
The Bears are going to go along here and be fine. And then, oh, by the way, here's Khalil Mack.
If they went out and got Jimmy, that would be it would be just like that, getting Khalil Mack. You'd get a superstar, add it to your team. And if even if you had to trade Chris Middleton, people would say, oh, I'll take Jimmy Butler.
Some would argue Chris Middleton can still be a superstar.
Okay, well, I'd take Jimmy Butler.
Question number 3-5-4 frames. We've talked a lot about the roughing the passer call in that tie game on Sunday.
And I threw in a first-round pick, too.
Okay. Which sports officials frustrate you the most?
Oh, NBA officials. Oh, yeah. NBA officials, I don't trust the NBA, some of those officials and the calls they make. The superstar calls. Some of these guys get every call in the book. Close game, fourth quarter, inferior team does not have a chance because the LeBrons, the Kobes of the past are all going to get the call. They're going to get the call, yeah. No, I don't trust the NBA officials. I think the baseball officials, those guys are just bullies. The umpires, they want to be the star. It's just a bunch of old guys there who got a chip on their shoulder, who can't play the game. NBA, those guys, I think they're all puppets of the commissioner.
Question number 4. Rank who is most likely to be a starter in the Brewers opening day roster 2019. I'll give you 3 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Rank them most likely to be in the starting lineup that day. Eric Thames, Domingo Santana, Mike Moustakas.
Well, you know me, I'd rather, if it was my choice, Moose would be the guy. That's a good question.
Thank you.
I think Thames has got 1 year on his deal, but where's he going to play? Because Aguilar is coming back. We'd like to think he's coming back and playing first base next year, but who knows? I'll say Moustakas.
And then between Thames and Santana.
I think they're going to try to trade Santana. And I think, I'll say Thames and then Santana.
Question number 5 for Frames, and then we'll get to fantasy. Chuck, tomorrow is the last day of summer. It's over.
Sadly.
Thank God.
I woke up this morning.
It's finally fall.
Went to my car on the street and stepped in a big puddle.
Oh,
I started off with 2 soakers.
Oof. Sorry to hear.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was raining all. Because when I got to bed about 1 o'clock in the morning and it wasn't raining. And then got up and it was puddles everywhere. Big puddles.
It's officially fall on Saturday. Chuck, what is the most underrated part of autumn in Wisconsin?
Oh, the most underrated. Underrated. I don't know if there's anything really underrated.
Are you big into apple picking?
No. But I would do it.
Do you like to hunt?
No, I think it's kind of overrated.
I'll tell you what mine is. There's a flannel green and blue shirt that I have, and I like to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife doesn't like when I wear it in the summertime because she says it's not a summer shirt. So the underrated aspect for me with fall in Wisconsin is that I can wear my flannel again. That's
okay.
It for me. Yeah.
I think underrated is if we're going to take it like that, I would say like taking like a Saturday afternoon nap.
Perfect. That's a great answer.
Saturday afternoon when it's like today.
Yeah. Great nap day.
You know, like the 2:30 college football game has already begun.
Oh, yeah.
The SEC game of the week. And you're in the second quarter, And
yeah, fall right asleep to Brad Nessler.
Yeah, the week is catching up to you.
Perfect.
And it's like you fall asleep and you wake up like an hour and a half later, and it's middle of the third quarter.
Great answer.
Yeah, oh yeah, falling asleep, taking a late Saturday afternoon nap.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.